Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
You know, I'm running behind time, and I need to get to Michelle. And last break, you play the Eagles, and now Dire Straits.
Sorry about that.
You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Let's get right to the phones, because one of our favorite people from State Parks is joining us, Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. Good morning, Michelle. Thank you for your patience.
Good morning. No problem.
So what a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. You should have seen the sunrise. It was like orange and blue just for the Broncos, I think.
Yeah, and well, you know, and if somebody wanted to enjoy the outdoors in Colorado, they don't have to drive a long way to get to Bar Lake, do they?
They don't. You know, we're just a 25-minute drive east of Denver. We're located in Brighton, Colorado, off of I-76 in Bromley. So we're a short day trip to come out and enjoy lots of great things.
Oh, you're absolutely right. In fact, if you take Tower Road north to 120th Avenue, you virtually run into it.
You do. That's true.
Yeah. And you've got it's a day-use park, but you've got lots of facilities there, don't you?
We do. So we are a day-use park, but we have an archery range. We have fishing, boating, 10 horsepower and under. We have a wonderful nature center, a trail that goes all the way around the lake. It's 8.8 miles. So you can walk, bike, horseback ride, come out and enjoy nature, look for birds. We're really known for our birding. We've had over 371 different bird species sighted at Bar Lake.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, you mentioned the archery range. You also have a 3D version of that. Is that right?
We do. And, you know, there's no extra cost for our archery range. Just your day pass to get in, or if you have an annual, it's free. But we do have a 3D range. It's 10 stations, and you can shoot at a stegosaurus, an alligator, a bighorn sheep. It's just a great way to get out and do archery and have it be fun.
Well, archery season is going on, and a lot of people are going to continue to archery hunt. But a lot of people are going to come back in and say, I missed that shot. I need to practice more. And it's one thing to go to a static range and do your distances. And I know Nate Zielinski is a big proponent of doing odd distances, because you're never going to get that animal to stand 30 yards away, right?
But it's true.
But
yeah.
The other thing with the 3D range is you're shooting uphill, you're shooting downhill, you're shooting out of position, the way it really happens in the wild. And the other thing that's really big about a 3D range is, you know, you hit a target in a static range and you see where you hit on the target. Well, when you shoot on a 3D range, you see the entry angle of that arrow, and that might change your shot incredibly.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great opportunity to come out, be outside, and, you know, sharpen your skills.
Now, you also have great fishing out at Bar Lake. Tell us about that.
So we do. So, you know, we're an irrigation reservoir, so our water levels are lower, which just means there's more shoreline. So you can fish from shore or from boats, 10 horsepower and under. People have been catching perch is starting to bite, and walleye and wiper. So it's a great time to come out and do some fall fishing. The temperature is not so hot. So
it's really an underused fishery, because people think, well, it's 10 horsepower and under, I can't put my big boat out there. But as long as you don't use your big motor, if you got a kicker or an electric, you can come out there. And it's a great lake to fish with kayaks and that type of thing.
It is, you know, and our water levels are good, so I think we should have the boat ramp until the end of October when we close for boating. So it's just a great time of year to, you know, come out and enjoy being on the water.
No, you're absolutely right. There's always so much going on out there. You also have hunting opportunities there.
We do. So we do have dove hunting on Sunday and Mondays. You have to call our 1-800 number to reserve a spot. But, you know, the first couple weeks, the opening weekend was great. It's dropped off a little bit now. But, you know, we're that quick trip from Denver. So you can come out and dove hunt on Sunday and Mondays. And then when waterfowl season starts, we hunt on Wednesday and Saturdays.
Yeah, so there are opportunities. I mean, you're talking about a quick drive, and you get out there, and you get it, and you typically get into birds there. I mean, because you got the bird sanctuary, half of the lake, and things like that, so that there's a lot of bird activity there, both doves and waterfowl. And I think the weather stayed so warm that the resident doves haven't left. We may see a few more birds from north start to trickle down, so I think it'll stay good for a while. Last thing, Michelle, you just always do a ton of events out there. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so one event we have coming up, we're partnering with Pheasants Forever, and we have a wing shooting class on October 6th. We have one from 8 to 12 and one to 1 to 5. So if you want to come out and get some practice and learn from some of the experts from Pheasants Forever, it's a shotgun clinic. So they're going to teach you all about pheasant hunting, upland hunting. It's just a great time to come out and learn from the experts from Pheasants Forever. And then the next weekend, on October 12th, we have our Harvest Festival. So we have hay rack rides, carnival games for kids. We sell pumpkins and corn that we raise here right up our lake. Just a great fall activity to come with the family.
And then you have events going on all the time. Do you put these events on your Facebook, your webpage? What's the best way to keep track of them?
Yeah, you can go to our website and as well as Facebook. So like our Facebook page, and we post them all there. We have quite a few events coming up this fall.
No, you always do. I think you do bird banding there, and you have a Halloween event. I mean, it's just endless. I'll tell you, you promote that park. You are one person that's always working. There's always a reason to go to Bar Lake on a weekend.
There is. So just come out and enjoy the fall weather.
Well, I'm excited about the perch fishing for a couple reasons. One is that they're so good to eat. I mean, and they taste so good. The second thing is, if you're catching perch from shore, that could mean a decent ice fishing season for you.
That's true.
I mean, because they're a great fish to fish through the ice. Michelle, last comments before we let you go?
Nope. Just come out and enjoy the activities at Bar Lake and in any state park.
All right. Thank you. We will talk to you again very soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Michelle Siebert from Bar Lake. It's a great facility so close here. You know, it's just tremendous. You know, if you're driving and you hear one of these segments and I wanted to get that information or that date. First of all, you can always get a hold of us on Facebook, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook. You should follow that anyway because there's so much involved in the show that's on there. But you can go to the 1043thefan.com. Go to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on the menu from shows, and all of our interviews are podcasts, and they stay up for weeks, and you can go back and search old ones too. So we podcast the show by the hour, and we podcast every interview separately. So if you hear something you want to hear again, go listen to that podcast. We're going to take a quick time out. We'll have more outdoors when we come back on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank.
Banking for good.